This is an executive summary of REIT versus real estate crowdfunding, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Real estate crowdfunding platforms have made it easy to invest in property online, and investors often weigh them against REITs. Both pool capital into real estate, but they're structured very differently. A REIT is a pooled, regulated vehicle, often liquid if it's exchange-traded, typically diversified across many properties, and professionally managed under REIT qualification rules. Real estate crowdfunding gives you access to individual deals or funds through an online platform, usually illiquid, often project-specific, with varying minimums and a range of regulatory structures. Some offerings use Regulation A, Regulation D, or Regulation crowdfunding exemptions. The practical differences are large. Traded REITs are far more liquid than crowdfunding deals, which typically lock up capital for years. Crowdfunding can have low minimums, but many deals are open only to accredited investors and can be concentrated in a single project. And crowdfunding generally demands more investor due diligence, carrying both platform risk and deal-specific risk. This guide compares REITs and real estate crowdfunding across liquidity, minimums and access, and risk and diligence, then helps you decide which suits you. This is educational information, not investment advice, and we name no specific platforms. Start with what each one is. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.